إن الحمد لله أحمد وأستعين وأستغفره أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إن شاء الله this is continuation for our classes concerning explanation and authentication to the book of Bulugh al-Maram attainment of the objective للحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمة الله عليه and today this is the 11th class for the last and the 6th album and today inshallah we have a new chapter which is chapter number 5 in page number 531 This chapter concerning الترغيب في مكارم الأخلاق الترغيب في مكارم الأخلاق exhortation to good characters and manners and discipline and inshallah today we're starting with hadith 1314 عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة وما يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا وإياكم والكذب فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار وما يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكذب حتى يكتب عند الله كذابا والعياذ بالله متفق عليه The hadith is reported by Ibn Mas'ud May Allah be pleased with him The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim So the hadith is authentic This hadith is the first hadith in this chapter concerning exhortation towards makarim al-akhlaq the good deeds or the good manner, good behavior the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like to see us acting upon and behaving accordingly so in this hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying be concerned about truth Indeed, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. A man, he says the truth, and speaks the truth, and tells the truth, and continues trying to aim towards the truth, and until he will be recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a truthful person. And be aware of lying because lying will lead to falsehood and falsehood will lead to hellfire. A man lies and continues lies until he be recorded with Allah as a liar. So from this hadith we see that Islam exhorted us and encouraging us to hold fast to the good manner and good behavior and that Islam discourages us to do things which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu from this hadith, we understand that good manner is something that you can inherit it. That's something that you can develop in your own personality. Okay? There are certain things that we're born with it, okay? And there are certain things that we can develop it. You found some people is so mild, okay? It's not easy, understand? You can get them to get angry. Yes, this is some people born with certain characteristic, okay? But it's still other characteristic and other behavior that you can adopt it, okay? Like truthfulness, as example, okay? So a person, he will try to adopt this character. So it's not everything that you're born with, but you are also subject to inherit and learn and behave in a different way, addition to what you already born with. And one of these main characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sidq, to say the truth, okay? To say the truth, to be truthful. And not only to say the truth, but you always be concerned about saying the truth. And you always try to be behind the truth. In the saying, in the action, in even when you're joking, okay? You don't lie. And Rasulullah ﷺ, he says that a person who is truthful and he continues always try to be truthful, now this will lead him eventually to albir, righteousness and good deed, okay? And if you get to this righteousness and good deed, now this will be your means and your ways to paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and if a man continues to speak the truth and make truth his object, you see, he made the truth his object, now he will be recorded with Allah. You be written in a book with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a truthful person. You see? And we should be concerned about this. You know, like they have like the dean of the students, and they write the students' names there, that honorable role, okay? And everybody would like to understand a big thing for your name to be there. Now, if you being a truthful person and you be always try to have the truth to be your goal, regardless, okay, now because you continue keeping with the truth, you will be recorded with Allah as a truthful person. Also, the other way, if a person lies, okay, this lying will lead him to fujur, to falsehood, to sin, and the sin leads to what? To hellfire, okay? And you continue doing it again and again and again and again, eventually you're going to be recorded with Allah as a liar. Okay? Now this would be like a criminal record or the blacklist. And nobody wants to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner. So it is our obligation and it is our job to do our best to be truthful in what we say, in what we do, and that we always try to stick to the truth regardless, and that we stay away from the falsehood, which lying will lead eventually to it, and if you do so, you be recorded with Allah as a liar, and we seek Allah's protection. Hadith 1315, page number 532, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إياكم والظن فإن الظن أكذب الحديث. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, avoid suspicion. Stay away from suspicion. Okay? Because suspicion is the most lying form of talk. Okay? Because when you act in this behavior and this manner, you don't know if this is true or no. You're guessing something, okay? Or why is this sister, you understand, walking and she didn't salams me? Or why is this brother hang up the phone as soon he saw me? Okay? Why is this two people, you understand, coming out of... And you start guessing. And this is also one of the problems that you be busy with other people's business. Okay? You worry about what other people doing. You are not worried about what you're doing. And as a Muslim, you're never going to get to examine yourself and fix yourself as long you worry and busy with other people's problems and other people's faults. You see, you have to be responsible and in charge of your own self, because your main job is to save yourself from hellfire. So if you're neglecting your own self, busy with the other people's faults, you see, this is a problem itself. Okay? So we need to focus about our own faults, our own mistakes. Watching other people and getting into other people's business, okay? And now we try to guess in and assuming why he talking like this, why is it all these things, okay? Alaykum as-salam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that this is the suspicion is what is the most lying form of talk. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والجلوس بالطرقات. قالوا يا رسول الله ما لنا بد من مجالسنا نتحدث فيها. قال فأما إذا أبيتم فأعطوا الطريق حقه. قال وما حقه؟ قال غض البصر وكف الأذى ورد السلام والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. So the hadith is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had warned the Sahaba of sitting by the side of the roads. Okay? And this is something is very common, you understand, in Arabia and overseas. Not hanging out, they have this what you call mastaba, is like what you call this thing that you put the futon on it. It's like a bench or something like this, okay? Built out of mud, okay? And they sit on it. No, but this is something, what you call this thing that you call put the futon in it? Futon? It's a day bed. You know the day bed? So something like this, they build it out of mud, okay? Beside the houses, in front of the houses, and look at the Mustafa.
In the villages, maybe.
Okay. It takes about 4 or 5 people, they sit on it, and they get the tea, so they don't sit inside the house, they sit outside of the house on it. Okay, enjoying, look at the people going, coming back and forth, and sipping tea and things like this. So the Prophet ﷺ forbade the Sahaba and told them, he warned them against sitting by the side of the road, okay, watching the people coming and going and things like this. Say, O Messenger of Allah, this is something considered as a necessity for our life. because this when we meet, when we discuss about our business and see each other and things like this. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, if you have no choice except to do so, it's a matter of needs and wants for you, needs and necessity for you, so you have to give the road its right. Okay? If you insisting of sitting outside of your houses and be sitting on this like what we get in the front porch and what you understand, some chairs and watching people going and coming, okay? So if you have to, if you're going to do this, now you have to watch that and be aware that the road has right over you. Solicitor. He go and lock himself and now whatever. Okay? So he said, O Prophet of Allah, this sitting on the by the roads is needed for us because we carry conversation and take care of businesses and things like this. He said, so if you have, you have no choice except to do so, give the road its right. He said, O Prophet of Allah, what is the right of the road? Come on now. He said, غض البصر, lower your gazes, and do what? And abstaining from harming others, and returning the salutation, and joining the good, and forbid the bad. So what is the right of the road, solicitor? How many? Number one, lower your gazes. You don't go, keep looking to the women going back and forth, okay? This woman is slim, this woman is fat, this woman wearing this, this woman that. You shouldn't do this, okay? When, if you be sitting there and women passing by, you lower your gazes from any haram things. And abstain from harming the people, and return the salutation, and join the good, and forbid the bad. Otherwise, if you are not going to do this, don't sit there. You see? If you are not going to do this, don't sit there. You see, the Prophet ﷺ said, and what? Enjoy the good and forbid the bad. But some people now, they go outside, get in this big music box, and turn it on very loud, so 5 blocks you can hear this. Okay? And now they get in the attention of the people going back and forth and the sin and all these things. So if we could not behave in the proper manner of sitting, like this coffee shops, like you go in 5 points, you have these chairs and tables and people sit outside, you shouldn't be sitting in these places. Except if now this is the only place I can do the contract and meet my lawyer. So now you still have to understand that there is a right and adab and discipline and behavior when you sit in these places. Okay? You don't harm somebody. You don't be gazing on the haram things. If somebody salutes with the salam, you return the salam. And when you see something evil that you talk again, it's it, okay? And you enjoy the good and you forbid the bad. Page number 533. وعن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عن this hadith 1317. قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليكم السلام الله من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. الحديث متفق عليه. Okay, hadith reported Muawiyah, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, what the meaning is, whomsoever Allah intends good for him, he will give him the understanding in the religion. Okay, so what is a sign of Allah's love and Allah's goodness to the human being? Not by by giving money, not by giving women, not by giving houses, okay? All these things is good, but does not mean this is a sign of goodness for you or fortune for you. Because kuffar and Muslims, everybody has this. Alright? But the sign that Allah has attained something good for you, that He will give you the understanding in the deen. Not being like a tape recorder memorizing things and this it. No, He will give you the understanding. You see, this is very important, the understanding in the deen. That Allah will give you the understanding. So you will know how to do your salah properly, how you make your wudu properly, how you make istinja properly, how you do your ghusl properly, how you give your zakah in time, when to do this, when you not to do this, okay? But if you be acting like everybody else acting and you don't have understanding, maybe the people, they are not doing it right. You see? How do you know that the people doing it right? So the understanding in the deen is something very important, okay? And what is the most important subject in the deen?
Faith.
Huh? Faith. This is the most important subject in all the deen. Because if this, you don't have the correct understanding about Allah and the belief, your cleanliness and your wudu and your salah has no value. Number one, to get to know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important thing to know about Allah and the unity of Allah and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His attributes, His action and all these good things about Allah. Hadith 1318 عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من شيء في الميزان أثقل من حسن الخلق. سبحان الله. عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من شيء في الميزان أثقل من حسن الخلق من حسن الخلق. أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي and the hadith is authentic. That nothing would be more heavier in the scale of the believers in the day of judgment more than a good character, good behavior, good manner, a proper discipline. Nothing can be more heavier in your scale from your deed than akhlaq, behavior, discipline, manner, how to act, how to behave, how to talk, how to relate to others. This is what akhlaq is about. How to communicate and how to relate with others. Okay? When somebody get angry, what you going to do? When somebody cares, what you going to do? When somebody borrow money from you, what you going to do if he did not return it in money, in time? You see? All these things, when you meet the people, how you going to salute them? Okay? When the people act ignorant with you, what you going to do? Okay? Akhlaq, behavior, discipline. And this, it comes also between parents and the children. And comes also between husband and wife. I don't know about divorce cases. Most of them comes as a result of what? A discipline and bad manner. From the side of the wife or from the side of the husband. Or from both of them sides. That this one is not patient or this one is not patient. This one has no respect for the other part, or like this. Most cases of divorce, a break in families, it comes as a result of behavior. Because patience is part of the behavior. Okay? Controlling the anger, is part of the behavior. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us about it, so we can be concerned about learning these things and act and behaving, that nothing in the day of judgment will weigh a lot in your scale more than good manner and good behavior. May Allah give it to us, inshallah. Hadith 1319 وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحياء من الإيمان. الحياء من الإيمان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that to be shy, to be bashful, okay, to be shy is what is from the iman, from faith. A person has the khuluq of haya, and al-haya sifa tamna al-insan min irtikab ma yu'ibuhu wa yushinu. Okay, to have respect and dignity for himself, not to do things that he will look in front of the people like a child or like a small person. Okay, so this kind of feeling that will deprive you of acting in such manner that will be embarrassment for you in front of the people. Okay, and also this is supposed to stop the person of doing the haram things, especially in public. Like you see women coming in the street or even to the masjid not properly covered, showing their hair. Okay, this because no haya, there is no respect and dignity for themselves. Now what is for the husband, it became public for everybody to see it. Alright? Same way like some brothers going outside wearing pants so tight that shows the size of their private parts. And they walk in the street like this and they come to the masjid like this. Okay? This is because no haya. So we have to be, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has a lot of haya. In Hadith 1320 عن أبي مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن مما أدرك الناس من كلام النبوة الأولى إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. أخرجه البخاري. إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. One of the things the people have learned and inherited from the previous wisdom and revelation and the early prophethood is what? If you have no shame, do whatever you want. Okay? If you have no shame, so what's going to stop you? So a person who has no shame, this like a verse, okay? This like a verse, like part of the wisdom of the things that been revealed in the previous books, okay? Is what? إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. If you have no shame, now nothing going to stop you of doing the haram and the sin in public, and to be exposing your faults. And some people be talking nasty jokes, talking about things they understand in public, all these things because what? It's not haya, that they don't feel embarrassed in themselves. Why? Because they don't have this kind of dignity with themselves. Hadith 1321 وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز، وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا، ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل، فإن له تفتح عمل الشيطان. إن شاء الله this hadith we can go in more details about it tomorrow, but the hadith reported by Abu Huraira and the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليهما, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says the strong believer is better and dearer to Allah than the weak believer, and in all of them have goodness. Be keen on what benefits you and seek help in Allah and don't give up. If anything afflicts you, do not say, if I had done such and such thing, such and such would have happened, but say, Allah decrees and what He Allah wills took place, He does. For the utterance of I had provided an opening for the deeds of the devil. The hadith is authentic, and inshallah we explain it in details tomorrow by Allah's will, and we leave the time for adhan and iqamah and sunnah and those who like to have wudu and get ready for Aisha inshallah in about 14 minutes. جزاكم الله خيرا. أن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inshallah, this is continuation for our class concerning explanation and authentication to the book Bulugh al-Maram, attainment of the objective. This is the second half for class number 11 for album 6, inshallah. Today we're starting with hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is hadith number 1321. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن القوي وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف، وفي كل خير. احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز، وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا، ولكن قل قدر الله ما شاء فعل، فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. إن شاء الله this is hadith number 1321, page number 534, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم informing us that the believer, the strong believer, this is one of the main characteristics of the believer, that he be strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the stronger believer, the strong believer. And one of the main characteristics of the believer to be strong, and his strength common of being a believer and stem out of the teaching of Al-Islam, is more goodness and more dearer to Allah, the strong one. And this is dearer to Allah than the weak one. But nevertheless, in both of them are good. That means the weak believer and the strong believer, both of them, except acceptable by Allah. Both of them are dearer to Allah. Both of them are good in them. But the stronger believer more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith didn't say strong in what? So this is generality. This is to be general here. That means you should be strong in your economic, you should be strong in your faith, you should be strong in your physical being, okay? Because the strength is needed in every area, okay? So even in your health, a person taking care of his body, okay, to be in shape, this is good to be. So everything that you can do it to be strong, and you should be also strong financially, but not through haram means, okay? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands zakah and charity, if a person is not strong financially, how he can be given zakah or given charity? So strength is needed in all our affairs, okay? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, احرص على ما ينفعك. Anything that the Muslim see and think that there is some beneficial for him in it, he should try to get it. Okay? If there is a course about something, he should learn this course about mechanics. Say, I'm never going to be a mechanic, it's not going to hurt. You see? So anything beneficial for you, you should be concerned about it. Learn it. Okay? If anything that you know that there is good in it, you should be concerned about getting it. Okay? احرص على ما ينفعك. That anything that you assume or think that is beneficial for you, be concerned about it. واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. And seek help in Allah. And don't give up. Okay? Giving up is not a part of the characteristic of the believers. Excuse me. Giving up is not one of the characteristics of the believer. The believer always, because he believes in Allah, he always have hope. He has only 5 minutes before the flight. You never know. Maybe there is some mechanical problems and the flight will be waiting for there. So never give up hope. Trust in Allah. Take all the means, the necessary means, and try your best. Okay? Say, okay, it's only 2 days before the exam, I didn't study. You never know, okay? Maybe the exam will be easy, or maybe the things that you study already, okay, will come in the exam, alaykum as-salam. So the person, as a believer, he shouldn't give up, okay? He always have a trust in Allah, and always have hope in Allah, and he has to try. وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٍ فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا. Now let's say that things have been different from what you were counting on or what you were looking for. So when this befalling in you, now you say whatever Allah decreed had took place. But don't sit in your house, okay? Not going to your work, and after this say قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Okay? But you should go out. Yes, it's cold. Yes, it's snow. Yes, you are tired. You go out, and after this, if they say there is a flight today, there is no transportation, it's something different. Okay? So you always go forward, and you go always go to try your best to do whatever is necessary for you to do that's beneficial for you in your deen or in your dunya. And if something goes different from what you had hoped for, now, in this moment, now you will say what? قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. Because the decree of Allah will take place. The decree of Allah, whatever Allah had wrote down, and what Allah had decided, it will take place. Okay? So, and never our will be powerful or overpower the will of Allah. So what Allah has intended, this was going to take place. ولا تعجل وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا. Now when the decree of Allah take place, and when something happens that not what you had intended for, Don't say, oh, I wish I didn't leave home, or I wish I didn't buy this, because it's too late, it already took place. Don't say, لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا. Okay? It's too late to say. Don't say, oh, if I waited, something will happen. If I did this, will be a different result. You never do this. Why? Your attitude is supposed to be what? قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان. Because saying if is going to continue, no end for it. Say, oh, if I waited a little bit more, you understand, will be something different. If I took this, you understand, medicine, will be something this. If I call this phone, if I dial this phone number, will be this. If the things already did, took place and fallen already, it's too late to talk about it. The best thing to surrender, the best thing to accept the decree of Allah, the best thing to say what? قدر الله وما شاء فعل. And you always have to understand that the power of Allah and the might of Allah is over your power and your mighty. فيجب التسليم. يجب التسليم في هذه الحالة. والإنسان لا يقول لو أني فعلت كذا لكان كذا ولو أن غيرت هذا كان صار هذا، ولكن يستسلم القضاء إلا وقدره ويقول قدر الله وما شاء فعل. لماذا؟ لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان، لأن الشيطان عنده سلسلة طويلة من اللولوات. آه لو فعلت كذا كان كذا، ولو أني فعلت كذا، ولو رحت فلان كان جاء فلان، ما يخلص ما ينتهي. فحتى يطمئن القلب الإنسان يستسلم ويقول قدر الله وما شاء فعل. And the hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim. Hadith 1322 وعن عياض بن حمار رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا حتى لا يبغي أحد على أحد ولا يفخر أحد على أحد. أخرجه مسلم. This hadith reported by عياض son of Himar, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what the meaning is, Allah Most High has revealed to me that you people should humble so that no one transgress another or boast to the others. Okay? At-tawadu' min khuluq al-Muslim. At-tawadu' min khuluq al-Muslim. One of the main behavior of a Muslim, that he's humble. Okay? Your size, your color, your language is not going to make you better than the other person. What Allah has revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallam, أن تواضعوا. Okay? Be kind to one another. Humble yourself. Okay? Talk to him from your mouth, not from your nose. You know what somebody say? He's talking to me from his nose. He think he's better than me. This is not the behavior of Muslims. Behavior of Muslims that they humble themselves to the other believers. Okay? أشداءُ على الكفار رحماءُ بينهم. When it comes about your Muslim brother, I say, oh, you think you understand, I'm scared from him, I can do this and that. Don't worry about what he thinks. You humble yourself for the sake of Allah. Now whatever he thinks, this is his problem. Don't worry about it, okay? So all he thinks now, he owns this money, he didn't pay it in time, he thinks he understands that I'm not able to get my money back. Don't worry about it, okay? Go and remind him in a nice way. Maybe he has some problems, he understands to pay it. Give him another chance. But don't try to always to show that, yes, I'm going to teach him a lesson. He think he's better than me, as this and that. No. Humble yourself to one another. So that you do not transgress against one another. And don't boast against one another. Okay, oh, my father is so and so. I'm from tribe so and so. I'm from Arabia. No, you from Pakistan. You all know you're from India. No, I'm better than you. You see, this from A'mal al-Jahiliyyah. اعمال الجاهلية. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ادعوها فانها منتنة. التفاخر بالاحساب والانساب، وهذا يقول يا للمهاجرين، وهذا يقول يا للانصار. اوكي I'm Shammari and the other one say I'm Juhaini and you see I'm from Arabia and the other one I'm from Pakistan. And we did not play these games against each other, because your color, your tongue, your anything is not going to make you better than the other Muslim. Okay? إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ is by taqwa, is by the fear of Allah, the righteous deed. This is what makes you better than the other person. So when you have fakhr and you try to boast against one another, this will cause you to transgress against one another. At least you will hurt somebody's feeling. You will hurt somebody's feeling, and you are not supposed to hurt the Muslim feeling by any means. Hadith 1323 reported from Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. بأخيه بالغيب رد الله عن وجهه النار يوم القيامة. سبحان الله. من رد عن أخيه أخيه بالغيب رد الله عن وجهه النار يوم القيامة. رواه الترمذي. The hadith is حسن. It's good. Reported by Abu Darda. The Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that a Muslim who defend his Muslim brother in his absence. You see, you could not sit in a place and somebody is slandering your Muslim brother. You could not sit in a gathering and somebody backbiting your Muslim brother. So you are not defending the Muslims in his presence only. You have to be concerned about him more in his absence. Because if he's present, he will defend himself. But in his absence, you're supposed to be his aid, his assistant, his help. Okay? So as a result of this, if you do this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shelter you. Shelter your faith from hellfire in the day of judgment. Subhanallah. This is such a great reward that you defend your Muslim brother in his absence. When somebody talk about your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister and they are not present,